Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about finding things that, well, we ought to find, things that God wants us to search out and to discover, to find in Him, to find in others, to find in our own life. And today we want to spend a little time focused on finding what pleases the Lord. And Ephesians 5, verses 8 through 10 says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord." I think many times we'll read that and kind of skim by it. It's like, well, we know. But does our life look like we know? And so we continue to live at least along the edges of darkness. Oh, we may have gotten rid of what we considered the bad deeds of darkness. But there's times we kind of drift into dusk or dawn. We like a little bit of cover. The idea of noonday sun illuminating everything in our life, well, isn't always what we're really after. And so Paul comes along and he writes here to the Ephesians and it says that, you know, that darkness that you once lived in, it's time to come out of that. It's time to reject that. It's time to denounce that. It's time to do away with it, so that you can live as children of the light. And he talks about some things that the light consists of. He talks about goodness and righteousness and truth. And in the context of goodness and righteousness and truth, in the context of living as light, he says, find out what pleases the Lord. And it's not as complicated as it might seem. It's kind of like the old discussion that continually goes on in our mind and in groups at times is, how in the world do I know what the will of God is? And we get caught up in, you know, do I have blueberry pancakes or chocolate chip pancakes? And how do I know which God would want me to have? And all the while ignoring plain scripture that says the will of God is this. And there's a variety of scriptures that state clearly pieces of the will of God. One that I continually talk about because it encompasses so much of what we ought to do is God says His will is that none would perish, but that all would come to repentance. And when we find out what pleases the Lord, we take this goodness, we take this righteousness, we take this truth, and we share it. God's will is that people would come to know Him, that people would accept Jesus, that they would be transformed and cleansed by the power of the blood of Jesus. A power that cleanses us, forgives us of all unrighteousness. God's will is that we live in harmony, in unity, in brotherly love with one another, that we reject division and hatred and prejudice and favoritism and all of the things that divide us. God's will is that we love one another in such a way that people know that we belong to Him. I can say those things because, well, I find what pleases God by reading His Word and applying it to my life. And so if we're struggling and wondering what is the will of God, what pleases Him, perhaps the best place to start is spending more time in His Word, spending more time in prayer, spending more time listening to His Spirit that He has given us. We find what pleases God when we spend time with Him. It's similar to how we find what pleases people. The more time we spend with someone, if we're paying any attention at all, the more we begin to understand what pleases them. It's part of that process that we often go through, I think ought to go through in a dating process, in a marriage process. We continually learn about one another, and our desire ought to be, as we discover what pleases that person in our life that we claim to love and value and cherish, we begin to do those things. Whether they're our favorite thing or not. And as we spend time with God and we begin to learn, we begin to notice the things that please Him. We read Scripture and we find how He responds to various actions and attitudes of people in the Bible. And there are times it's very clear that He's not pleased with the actions and attitudes of mankind, and there are times it's very clear that He is. And so we begin to learn and we begin to want to do the things that please Him, whether they're our favorite thing or not. And as we live in relationship with one another, and the longer that takes place, if it's a growing and healthy relationship, those things that we do to please one another, even if they're not our favorite thing, eventually become our favorite thing. Because pleasing our spouse, pleasing those that we love, becomes a thing of value. And so we step out of the darkness of sin. We step out of the darkness of the hidden nature of life. And we step into the light of Jesus, and we find in His Word and His Spirit, God says that when we are immersed into Christ, that He forgives our sin and He gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that very Spirit of God helps us to know, not fully because we can't comprehend fully, but helps us to know the mind of Christ. And as we begin to know the mind of Christ, we begin to understand more accurately what pleases God. And one of the starting points in finding out what pleases God is, well, if we go back to childhood and we think about what pleased our parents, obedience, trust, understanding, listening. And when we do those things in the context of our relationship with Jesus, we begin to recognize that the things that we thought we have to do in order to please God become things we want to do. As I think about my childhood and the things that I did to please my parents, there were many times it was because I really felt I had to. It was either that or suffer the consequences. And they weren't dire consequences. I mean, as a 5-year-old, as a 10-year-old, they probably seemed like dire consequences, but they weren't. But it wasn't long before I became an adult and began to learn more fully what relationships really were. And the things that I would do to please my parents because I had to have become things that I do because I want to. And this walk with God helps us to step out of the darkness and into the light, and the light gives us the ability to see more clearly the things of God's Word. And as we see more clearly, we begin to see that those things that we talked about, those things that this text in Ephesians talked about, the goodness, the righteousness, the truth, those become foundational elements for how we please God and how we discover the things that please Him. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. It has given us what we need in order to live those lives filled with goodness, with righteousness, with truth. Not that we're so good at it on our own, but because Your Spirit helps us. And there's times Your Spirit provides what we need that we can't do on our own. And there's times Your Spirit provides the conviction that helps us to change our attitudes, to change our actions, to change how we look to You, how we look to one another. So God, today, as we consider life, as we consider our thoughts, those things that produce the actions that we accomplish throughout the day, may You purify our heart, our mind, our motives. And God, today, help us to understand, to find what pleases You. Not through some complicated process of listening to this or that, but simply by paying attention. By stepping out of the darkness, the hidden things of this world, the shadows that sin produces in our life, shadows of our own sins, shadows that are cast over us by the sins of others. May we step out of that into the full light of Jesus to experience the goodness, righteousness, and truth that only He can fully put within our life. And in those times of seeking, those times of experiencing, those times of knowing Your goodness, of knowing Your righteousness, of knowing Your truth, may we truly find what pleases You, and may we do it. Father, we've prayed this week about finding a number of things that often seem lost. May we recognize it's not simply about finding these things. It's about putting them into practice. It's about living these principles out in our life. So God, today, as we read Scripture, as we spend time in prayer, as we listen to the Spirit that You've put within us, may we find what pleases You. May we do it with joy. May we continually grow in our desire to please You. May we discover that growing, not only acceptance, but that growing desire that our pleasing You goes from having to wanting to. And God, today, help us to live in such a way that we lift up Jesus, the One who, through His obedience, pleased You and made a way for us to be cleansed and come to You. And as we lift Him up, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday, about lost track of what day it was. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.